quiet reported in Beirut following the heaviest shelling of the 36-day war. Israeli TV says ministers believe the PLO has deceived the United States and Lebanon into believing that the PLO plans to leave Beirut. A Los Angeles Times poll says only about one in four Americans actually condones Israel's invasion of Lebanon, but the paper says its survey shows that most U.S. citizens continue to support the Jewish state's struggle with Arab nations. Congress returns from its Independence Day recess today. That's right. They're just now getting back from July the 4th, and they'll be facing that Capitol Hill sex and drug scandal, efforts to raise taxes, another scandal, and possible use of U.S. troops in Lebanon. The House Ethics Committee will be receiving an FBI report on charges of sexual misconduct concerning those congressional pages. The Senate will open debate today on a proposed constitutional amendment that would require a balanced budget. One of the bill's supporters, President Reagan, who's also back from his working vacation in California, holds a White House luncheon today for key congressional backers. Actor Henry Fonda in the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. may be released in a few days. He's reported improved. He's undergoing treatment for urinary tract infection and adjustment of his heart medication. As almost everyone in North Beach knows by now, the Italians won the World Cup Soccer Championship. Some 20,000 cheering, flag-waving Italians welcomed their championship soccer team back to Rome early this morning. In North Beach, they didn't even know what day it was. Waving flags, jumping on cars in celebration of Italy's soccer victory, the frenzied Italian-Americans of North Beach went wild. The bells rang at the Church of Saints Peter and Paul on Washington Square. Italian flags were draped from street lamps, and champagne flowed into the bay. They compared that victory of the Italians to the second coming of the Roman Empire. In London, the newspaper there says an intruder slipped past security guards in Buckingham Palace, sat in the bedroom of Queen Elizabeth, and chatted with the Queen for 10 minutes, smoking cigarettes. Heads will roll in both government and Scotland Yard now that it's all over. The California baseball fortunes were up and down. Milt May had his second home run of the game, a fifth home run hit by San Francisco in the game with one out in the 10th inning yesterday. And the Giants got an 8-7 victory over the Montreal Expos. It must be the 35th, 36th game in which the Giants have either won or lost by 1 point. Eddie Murray drove in 4 runs with his 13th homer and an infield single yesterday, and the Baltimore Orioles had an 8-7 victory over the Oakland A's. A couple of brothers from Colombia came in first and second in the marathon yesterday. Miguel Tabeduza finished the 26.2-mile course in 2 hours, 14 minutes, 31.7 seconds, and his brother, a 3-time Olympian, Domingo, was just 0.2 seconds behind. The defending champ, Hal Schultz of San Anselmo, finished third. He came in at about 2 hours and 15 minutes. The winning woman runner was Nancy Dietz of Menlo Park, 2 hours 44 minutes. Bill Russell made an error. Third baseman Ron Say made an error, and all that helped the Philadelphia Phillies score 3 unearned runs to defeat Fernando Valenzuela and the Dodgers 4-3. Gary Templeton drove in 3 runs, and Tim Lawler clubbed his 3rd home run of the year. And the San Diego Padres had an easy 6-2 win over the slumping New York Mets. Brian Downing drilled a 1-2 pitch over the right field wall yesterday to open the 8th inning, and that lifted the California Angels to a 2-1 victory over the Yankees and a 3-game sweep. Looks like the fog should burn off by noon today. Oh, yes, it is dripping off of everything this morning. It will be mostly sunny by the afternoon. Look for the 60s along the coast, the 70s well inland. Right now, San Francisco and Oakland both with 56 degrees this morning. It's 55 in North Beach. Coming up next, Wall Street Journal with your reporter, Ray Hoffman.
Remember how simple saving money used to be? You opened an account at a bank or savings and loan. And if there was a sizable amount involved, you went to a savings and loan, because they paid 0.25% more than banks. That was before all the confusion about who paid what and when. Now, Home Savings introduces a new account that makes it simple again. Home's new 91-day T-bill account is tailored to today's market. It matures in just 3 months, so it doesn't tie your money up. And at Home, it pays 0.25% more than you earn at any bank. And the more you deposit, the more that extra 0.25% amounts to. Home's 91-day T-bill account gives you liquidity, the safety of an insured savings account, plus the security of the nation's largest savings and loan. Take advantage of the 0.25% more you can earn on this risk-free account. Take advantage of the new 91-day T-bill account at Home Savings of America.
A few weeks ago, OPEC appeared to be revitalized, a strong, unified force holding down production as a way of ending the worldwide oil glut. But now those days are over. OPEC is back in disarray, with OPEC watchers now talking of a possible price war. Last week's conference in Vienna brought agreement on neither price nor production, meaning the various member nations are now effectively in a position to compete with each other. The nation's chief gasoline price watcher, Dan Lundberg, says prices are once again leveling off after 9 weeks of increases. The nationwide average price currently standing $1.29 per gallon. The conference board's report on consumer confidence down in June after increases during the previous 2 months, indicating a rather elusive recovery. The dollar is down sharply across the board in Tokyo and Europe on expectations of lower interest rates in the U.S. London morning gold fix, 338.50, down 6.50 from Friday in New York. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Boy, as much as you might hate it, it's Monday morning, and here it is time to get up and at 'em. KMPX San Francisco with some of the great music of the ages. Just judging from the way the telephones have been working this morning, I'd say that our first little tune to get us started is more than adequate. What's the use of getting sober? Here's Louis Jordan.
Listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
Well, I ain't doing so much drinking.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night. And, son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, pappy, you just give me a chance. I can...
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig. Look like to your dear old pappy you're about to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Old Sam done something fine when he brought back good whiskey, beer, and wine. I love my whiskey and I love my gin. Every time you see me, I'm in my sin. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I went out last night about 1:30. I thought I'd hoop it up a little bit, you know, and have a little fun. I got me a 1/2 pint, about 2:30. The way I was feeling, you know what I want to do. I got me a pint, about 4:30. Felt so good till I went out and got me some more. I got me a 1/4, about 5:30. Boy, that was so nice, I didn't know what I did or alive. So, what's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I've been thinking, but I keep drinking.
Rise and look around you, and you'll see who you outshines every star you feel part of. Every mountain, sea, and shore, you can hear from far and near a word you've never heard before.
And on a clear day,
on a clear day, you can see forever.
The Modern Airs with Paula Kelly and On a Clear Day. Well, it'll get that way. I mean, the fog should burn off somewhere by noon. As a matter of fact, it's starting to clear up already, and we're a good ways from noon. Close enough for breakfast and not for lunch. Also, some music from Louis Jordan. What's the use of getting sober when you're going to go right around and do it all over again? 12 and a half minutes past 6 a.m. Monday morning, bright and early. We're looking at 56 degrees in the Bay Area. Lucky Millinder, Rosetta Tharpe, got some trouble in mind on this Monday.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, for the sun will shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna leave my head on some lonesome railroad line. I left that 219 train. In my back door someday.
my dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. I'm gonna greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home, home, the hills of home. Dreamboat, bring it on home.
Everybody loves my baby. That's the Firehouse 5 plus 2 this morning. Monday morning, bright and early, 6:20 a.m. You also heard a little bit of music from, I think, Bob Crosby, right? Bing Crosby with Bob Crosby's Bobcats behind him when my dreamboat comes on marching home. How you doing this morning? Got a tip from the KMPX Entertainment Calendar. The Playwrights Theater is presenting a world premiere trilogy of one-act plays by local playwright Daniel Curzon. One's called Margaret and Ernie Bernice's The World. Another one, well, that's the whole trilogy, I guess, yeah. It's a warm friendship blossoming between two lonely people in a rundown San Francisco motel. Is that a fantasy? I'm not sure there. We've got a weather forecast that calls for most of the fog to burn off this morning. Should be clearing up well into the mid-morning hours, and we'll have highs around the 60s along the coast, 70s well inland. And you're listening to some of the greatest music of the 20th century on KMPX San Francisco. FM 99. Joe Stafford, Monday morning.
Monday morning, all alone again on Monday morning, nothing to depend on, gotta wait the whole week through for one day with you. Monday morning, six more days till heaven, Sunday morning, one good day in seven, gotta wait the whole week through for one day with you. I'd like to strike a bargain if Father Time would guarantee to hurry through each weekday and then on Sunday slow down for me. But now it's Monday morning, six long days remaining. I'm forlorn and still I'm not complaining. I could wait my whole life through for one day with you. It's so amazing, it's as strange as can be. So little time makes such a difference in me. Last night was heavenly with you, but I woke up this morning blue. Could wait my whole life through for one day with you.
Boys, behind a bibbop is a killer. Behind a bibbop.
Can jam or rip or swing a high lick.
the Honey Dripper. Joe Liggins Band. 6:30 on FM 99, KMPX San Francisco. We're looking at 56 degrees in San Francisco and Oakland this morning. And we're looking at the fog maybe burning off in most places by noon already in downtown San Francisco. It started to do exactly that. We'll have some music coming up by Judy Garland, Perry Como, Four Freshmen, Gene Krupa, Anita O'Day. All of that still to come this morning on FM 99.
Now the New Zealand Apple Board presents the classic American apple story, Johnny Appleseed.
When Johnny Applesauce comes to town, they do, spreading applesauce all around, folks all say,
if I catch you throwing applesauce around here again, you'll be applesauce.
Excuse me, but shouldn't you be throwing apple seeds?
Well, yeah, but fresh apples aren't in season.
Green ripe Granny Smith apples are at the peak of their season right now.
They don't look ripe, they're green.
Gosh, they are ripe. And sweet, too.
They're green ripe Granny Smith apples from New Zealand.
Well, call me Johnny Green Ripe Appleseed.
You really should just throw the seed.
That's it, Appleseed!
Here goes Johnny Appleseed, running for his life.
I hear they're writing one about Granny Smith in the Garden of Eden. And you should hear about the Granny Smith specials at Park and Shop. Look for our ads. What prices on these wonder apples from New Zealand? Look for the display of sweet, green, ripe Granny Smith apples from New Zealand at any Park and Shop. Granny Smith apples at Park and Shop.
When Louis came home to the flat, he hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found. So he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louis dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. I will be your tootsie woopsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the
the summer from the top. but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave. Most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
Perry Como at 6:37, and Brian's song, a more modern upworking of a tune. Judy Garland, Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. If you can't meet me there, you can meet me anywhere. You might meet me at the Horseshoe Pit. Some of our friends over in Oakland at a custom woodworking shop called up this morning, and they're getting ready for their big annual summer blast out this weekend. They thought they'd dig a barbecue pit as well as a horseshoe pit as well. Well, they know how to make the barbecue pit. That's the size of the pig. But the horseshoe pit is a whole different question. They're not exactly sure how far to put the poles from one another in the horseshoe pit. I figure you should put it as just far enough that the weakest member can make sure they can get the horseshoe from one end to the other. But if you've got any suggestions on what they should do with that horseshoe pit, besides the obvious suggestion, you might let us know, and we'll be glad to pass it on to them. Otherwise, we're moving on through the morning. Monday morning in San Francisco from KMPX. Freshman 4. This could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig.
You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig.
When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an airplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand.
You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand. Destined lover you discover in a frightening flash. So keep your heart awake both night and day. Because the meeting may be fleeting as a lightning flash, and you don't want to let it slip away, away. Watching the sun come up or counting your money, or else in
cafe, you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there she is, you want to be where she is. And this could be the start of something fun.
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear,
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line,
this
the guy has the got him at
do.
5 to 9.
But look at his
epitaph, he wins it by a half,
according to this here in the telegraph. For Paul Revere, I'll fight, a hairy hood's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine.
Big
the size of joggers, brothers, a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the feed box noise. It says the great grandfather was equipoise. I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from my hands. For that's real sincere.
I get Valentine, cause on the morning light,
this
the guy hasn't figured out by tonight.
So make it epitaph, he wins it by a half, according to this here in the telegraph. Epitaph,
Valentine,
for Revere, I got the horse.
Krupa's Orchestra with Anita O'Day, and that's what you think following Crosby and... I'd say Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Following Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. And I forget who else. Anyway, I got the horse right here. That's the Fugue for Tin Horns from Guys and Dolls. Coming up, some interesting breakfast chit-chat. But first, something you ought to know about.
Hello, this is Dr. Myron Winnick inviting you to join me for the latest on nutrition and health as I bring you the Columbia Nutrition Bulletin each weekday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KMPX.
.646 on a Monday morning from KMPX San Francisco. We're looking at 56 degrees, San Francisco and Oakland, 55 in the North Bay. And now, a breakfast table somewhere in the Bay Area.
I just don't understand how two people can dirty so many dishes. Seems like the minute I get through with one stack, there's another. I tell you, John Bickerson, I'm not going to stand for this much longer. Every one of my friends has made at least one day out of work. John! John Bickerson!
Mm-hmm.
How can you fall asleep at the breakfast table?
It ain't easy with all that talking going on. Wake me in 5 minutes, Blanche.
No, you don't. You just get busy and help out.
I'm tired, Blanche.
That's just an excuse. Did you ever see that sweet young couple next door? Now, there's a husband for you. He waits on her hand and foot.
He's an idiot.
He never lets her do anything alone. On Monday, he washed the dishes with her. On Tuesday, he cleaned the silver with her. On Wednesday, he ironed the clothes with her. What do you suppose he did on Thursday?
He mopped up the floor with her.
He did not.
Well, he should have. Listen, Blanche, I got enough problems of my own, and I'm not interested in that stupid couple next door.
Can't even get you to do the simplest chore.
I do plenty.
I begged you to have the electric orange squeezer fixed. Did you take it to the electrician? No.
Well, I didn't have to. I fixed it myself.
How could you fix it? It needed a new motor.
I hooked it up to the vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner? Does it work?
It works fine. Except it sucks up the juice and spits the pits in your face. What time is it?
You've got plenty of time. I'll have breakfast ready in a minute.
I don't want any more. This oatmeal is plenty.
What oatmeal? Where'd you get oatmeal?
What kind of talk is that? It was on the top of the stove. I ate the whole pot.
That wasn't oatmeal. That was wallpaper paste.
Oh, no.
You promised to paper the bathroom this morning.
Wallpaper paste.
Now, how are you going to put the wallpaper up?
I'll lick it in place. Blanche, how can you worry about wallpaper when I'm practically poisoned?
Oh, you're not poisoned. It's just flour and water. Go take an antidote and I'll whip up a nice omelet.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Don't be like that, John. I've already got the powdered eggs on. Now all I have to do is chop up the turnips and peel the frog legs. It's a wonderful dish.
I'm not eating any powdered frog's legs.
Just taste it. That's all I ask.
Not me. First time I ever saw green eggs.
That's from the skunk cabbage. I got the recipe from my mother.
It looks like your mother.
What did you say?
Nothing. Look, Blanche, I'm just getting tired of these outlandish dishes you keep making.
Like what?
Like that rhubarb pie you made yesterday.
What's the matter with it?
Matter with it? Who ever heard of a pie 2 feet long?
Well, I couldn't get any shorter rhubarb.
Let's have an understanding now, Blanche. I hate rhubarb, and stop making me 7-layer broccoli cakes and sheep soup.
I never made sheep soup in my life. It's good, healthy possum broth.
Yes, possum broth.
Yes, possum broth. Just because I have a little imagination in cooking is no reason you should pick on me.
I'm not picking, Blanche.
Why don't you come out and say it? You hate my cooking.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand it.
You hate it.
I tell you, I don't hate it.
You do.
Don't I eat everything you make?
Then why do you always get ptomaine poisoning?
Then I'll go figure that one. Blanche, do you mind if I get dressed and go to work?
I don't care what you do. Get dressed.
I will as soon as you finish wiping the dishes with my shirt.
Well, you shouldn't have hung it in the towel rack.
Where else could I hang it? You made me sleep in the kitchen, didn't you?
I didn't know my sister Clara was coming to spend the night, and I can't help it if we only have one bedroom. Fold up your cot.
Fine.
fine place to sleep, on a cot in the kitchen.
Now, what's wrong with it?
There isn't enough room in here to swing a cat.
You leave the cat alone.
I never touch the cat.
There's plenty of room in here.
There is not.
There is, too. If you'd put the breakfast table on top of the refrigerator and the canary cage in the washing machine, then you could shove the stove in the doorway and you'd have plenty of room for the cot between the sink and the cat's sandbox.
I tried that. The cot's too short. My head lopped over into the sink and that leaky faucet gave me an all-night shampoo.
Don Ameche and Francis Langford. The Bickersons on FM 99, 10 minutes away from news at 7 a.m.
But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
All of me. Can't